Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Joe Ostrowski from BetQL. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. If you bet favorites over the weekend in the NFL, you are feeling good. It finally happened. We saw that turn. Favorites go 10-3-1 against the spread. A lot of people, when they see a home dog, they love to bet on them. Home dogs 0-9
wow.
against the spread
Ouch.
Over the weekend. Yeah, so if you bet favorites, you're feeling good. You take the underdogs, wow. not so much.
Joe,
yeah.
let's pay off the tease. We talked at the pick six about Josh Allen and the effects on his MVP chances now that he has Amari Cooper. Last week, we're talking about Josh Allen recovering from 9 of 30. This week, we're talking about him in the MVP race. What do you think?
Totally agree with your points on Amari Cooper and the impact that he can make. We went into the season thinking, boy, how's Josh Allen going to have to do this? He's going to have to wear the Superman cape. And now they have a legit number one. They were kind of depending on Keon Coleman as a rookie to be that guy. Now they're going to have Amari Cooper. So it makes sense what you're saying. Josh Allen is the third favorite for the MVP race, plus 650. I want to say that was fourth before this trade. Now Mahomes is the favorite. Because his name's Patrick Mahomes. If you're looking at the actual stats from this year, I don't think anybody would make him the favorite, but he's Mahomes and his team is awesome. So he's your favorite at 3-1. Lamar is now the second favorite. That is a big jump from where we were at the start of the season. I thought it was just, look, they don't really want to give a third MVP to Lamar because of the rare air. So the idea that Josh Allen could be in the mix here, I think that's strong. It's felt for a while like it's only going to be a matter of time before he actually wins that award. But guys, if you're not paying attention to the NFL and you take a look at these odds after 6 weeks, you're like, what is happening? You've got a rookie as the fifth favorite in Jaden Daniels. You've got Sam Darnold as the seventh favorite in the league. Like, that's kind of the competition for Josh Allen right now.
Well, I'm curious. We have never seen at this time of year a division with four teams with winning records. There are four victory teams across the NFC North. What are the odds looking like, Joe?
So what? There's a bet out there, and it sounds insane, and it probably is. History tells us it is. But you can bet on all four NFC North teams to make the playoffs at 12-1. Just because of how it's played out so far this season. The NFC North is awesome. We know that. And now it's getting around everywhere. They're like, oh, wait, this division's really, really good. It's not the AFC North. It's the NFC North that's the best. The NFC North is 18-4 against the spread this season for 82%. That is the best wow. win percentage against the spread through 6 weeks that we've seen in the wild card era. That's how dominant the division has been so far. But believe it or not, the odds tell us the Bears have a worse chance to make the playoffs than they did at the start of the season because everybody's good.
That's odd.
That's very strange.
That's because Minnesota's
going to have to jump everybody.
Yeah. Vikings, big surprise.
Yeah, the Vikings were the long shot. The Bears would have to jump one of those teams.
Joe, no Bears game this weekend. What is your best bet in light of that?
Well, the Vikings-Lions game is going to be really intriguing to everyone. The Vikings are favored by 2.5, and this Hutchinson injury, I mean, he was the defensive player of the year favorite. Close eye on that. Want to see if Hockenson's going to be returning. Aaron Jones could be returning for Minnesota. But so if they go to Russ, yeah, I'm going to have to bet on Aaron Rodgers and company. Jets -1.5 at the Steelers. It looks like the Steelers will be down to a third string center. The timing of this change doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but for 1 week, a happy Aaron Rodgers could be good things for the Jets in desperation mode for a win.
Wow.
So they're going to bench Fields, start Russ, and lose to
wow. Right. That would be something else.
I guess.
What?
Yeah.
Any college picks, Joe?
Well, I mean, everybody's going to pay close attention to the Georgia-Texas game we've got this weekend. Texas is favored by 3.5 to 4 points. the thing with Texas is, like, you can't really argue against anything. The one thing that you could say is, well, who have they played? You know, Michigan's not as good as we thought they were going to be before the season started. Same thing with Oklahoma. They just trounced them over the weekend. And then it's, you know, been Colorado State, UTSA. So there's some question there. And Georgia, they go down big to Bama early, but then they fight back. Since it's more than a field goal, I'll say Georgia. Maybe we can get this number at four at some spots. But yeah,
great Georgia. Stuff, Joe. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, fellas.
Bye. That is Joe Ostrowski. You're listening to Mully and Haw.